Hey everyone, welcome to The Secret Sauce. I am your host, Sierra Romero. I got a good one for you guys today. For those of you who have followed me on my social media, you know that I have been coming back from a knee injury that happened back in May of 2019. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that a little bit because I get a lot of questions about it. I've had people email me, ask for advice. So I want to talk a little bit about my knee injury, what exactly happened, and why it's kind of taken me so long to come back from it. But please keep in mind before I go on to tell you guys my story and what happened to me, if you have a knee injury, if you sustain a knee injury in the future, please don't just use this as a point of reference for how your recovery process is going to go. My issues that I had were very rare and things that don't normally happen. So I do not want you to think that if you get hurt, this is what's going to happen to you. I am just telling you guys my story and what happened with my knee. If for some reason you're hurt right now or you get hurt in the future, let's have positive thoughts and you're going to go through surgery. You're going to do whatever it is you got to do. You're going to heal yourself up and you're going to have a great recovery process. Okay. Once again, I am just telling you guys my story, my knee, and how it healed and what went right, what went wrong, but please don't use my story to compare it to your knee. I hope and pray that nobody else has to deal with some of the issues that I had to deal with, and let's have positive thinking. If you are injured and about to go have surgery, you are going to have a great recovery. Okay? Just wanted to put that out there because I don't want everyone to think that, oh, great, I hurt my knee. Now this is how it's going to go. I promise you it's going to be a lot better than mine. So I'll go ahead and get started. Like I said, I hurt my knee back in May of 2019. Running into home, I chose to try to avoid the catcher who obstructed my lane into home, and when I planted on my left foot, my knee gave out. I heard that pop that everybody talks about, and they were not kidding when they say it is a loud pop. I definitely heard that sucker right away. And from there, I went on and got an MRI, and the results were a torn ACL, a torn medial meniscus, and a partially torn lateral meniscus, and then a bone bruise. And so typically, they have you wait about a month before you go into surgery. So waited about a month. Had my surgery. Keep in mind when I was doing PT, my range of motion wasn't getting much better. It kind of felt like it was getting worse the longer we waited. So we definitely were not going to push it back and try to go another month or even longer. We were like, let's get in there and let's fix it now because it seems like we're going backwards. So had the surgery. Procedure took like 3.5 hours, which is by no means normal. And, the surgeon had kind of told me like, you know, it was pretty bad in there, but it looks good now. They pulled from my quad to replace my ACL. He was able to save my medial meniscus, and then my lateral meniscus was just a quick little clip cleanup. And so, you know, he said no weight bearing for 6 weeks just to let that meniscus completely heal. And we'll go from there. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. That first week after surgery, it hurts. There's, you know, blood flow running through your knee. And the second you put your knee down after it's elevated, it freaking hurts. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. That part, that's going to happen for everyone. But it's bearable. You will push through it. You will be fine. But it's going to be uncomfortable. And that's okay. Usually things that you're going to come back and be better from are uncomfortable, right? At least in the beginning they are. So just remember that. I don't want to sit here and say it was a breeze because it wasn't, especially before I found out about the issues I was going to have later on. For the most part, that pain and discomfort is the same for everyone, and typically it'll start to go away at about the 3-month mark. And so I had that 3-month mark in my head. Things didn't really get to feeling much better, so I had to go in and have it checked out again. It turns out I developed arthrofibrosis, which is a buildup of scar tissue around my knee, and it was not allowing me to get that full range of motion back and causing some of the pain and discomfort that I had. So what we decided to do was to then go and get a manipulation done on my knee, which is basically the doctor literally manipulating your knee while you are out. And the worst thing I did was look that up to see what it looked like, because it definitely made me sick just watching the video of the procedure happening. But that's what I had done, was that manipulation. Good thing was it was non-invasive. No knife, no nothing, but I was out just because it would definitely be too painful to stay awake for. And so we did that. The doctor thought, you know, or the surgeon thought this is going to be great now. You know, I broke up a lot of that scar tissue. You should have a lot of relief. And I did. I did have a lot of immediate relief. I was able to get better numbers on my range of motion as soon as I went back into physical therapy. So it started to look up and everything looked good. So we're getting closer to now a year of my recovery and the Pride's coming back into town. You know, I'm ready. I want to start season. I didn't feel 100%, but I'm like, you know what? Even if I can't play in the beginning of season, my goal is to make it to the middle or end and be able to play at some point during this season. I need to. Like, I just really was working my butt off. I had the right mindset. I was like, I can do this. So I've been practicing with the team at this point, and you could tell I wasn't 100%. I could tell I wasn't 100%. I could feel it. And one night I'm sitting on the couch and I am in a ridiculous amount of pain for someone who is literally just sitting on a couch watching a movie. And I was like, this is not normal. Like, there's no way. I know people said, hey, there's pain and discomfort, but there's no way that it's this painful. And I struggled too because I thought I was just being a baby. I thought I was just not handling the pain well. I thought that I was maybe just nitpicking at certain things. Like, I don't know. I just thought that it was me that was the issue. I thought that I was just not handling the discomfort well. And so finally I'm like, you know what, for my own peace of mind, I need to just go get this checked out. So I text up my surgeon and I'm like, hey, look, something doesn't feel right. And the only way I'm going to feel better is if I get an MRI, because I think I have a Cyclops lesion. And before you're like, Sierra, how the heck did you come up with that? Google can be your worst enemy or your best friend. I was Googling a lot of my symptoms and things that I had going on, and I came to the conclusion that I must have a Cyclops lesion. And so I needed to go get an MRI to get it checked if I wanted to feel better. And I told my surgeon that, and he was like, you know, that's extremely rare. Like, I don't think you have that. You're so young. You're in great shape. And I'm like, I know, but I need this. I need to go get this checked for my own peace of mind. So he agreed. So I went and got the MRI, got my results, and I took it back to my surgeon to have him go over it with me. And he came in the room, just kind of looked at me like, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, great. Like, what is it? He goes, everything looks good. Like, your knee healed fine. Like, everything is looking good and strong. He goes, but you have a Cyclops lesion. It's just like, wow. Like, okay. So now what? And he's like, well, first off, like, this is very rare. He goes, I hope you know that, you know, if I really thought that this was it for you, like, I would have definitely told you that from the get-go. Like, this is just something that's very, very rare. So I did not think that you would be somebody who would have this. So basically, the scar tissue built up into my kneecap, and it was kind of surrounding my kneecap. So anytime I would try to move, that scar tissue would hit on it, and it wouldn't allow me to get to where I needed to go for my knee to have complete mobility, which also caused pain. And so the result was, he said, you can either leave it in there, but you will need to have it removed eventually because the pain will become so bad that you're not going to be able to do much, or we can go in and scope it out now. So I said, like, yeah, just get this out now. Like, I don't want to deal with this. I need to get better. I don't want to get somewhat better and then have another setback because I now finally want to get it out. So go do the procedure. It was pretty easy. The biggest thing he said was, okay, we cleaned it out. It's good to go. But just know the Cyclops lesion can come back at any point. And the only way to prevent it from coming back is by immediately moving. So after surgery, I was, you know, up and about at my house. I think I rearranged our closet. My mom, sister, and Alex were all at the house. And they're like, Sierra, you need to relax. And Alex is telling them, no, like, she needs to move. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. My mom's like, Sierra, you just had a procedure on your knee. Like, what are you doing? I was up on the ladder. I mean, that probably wasn't the smartest, but I was just trying to move and do whatever I could to not let that Cyclops lesion come back. I was at PT. I was like, should I start working out? What should I do? Like, I was doing the most. I had the right mindset. I was trying to get it all done. And thank goodness that last procedure is what really seemed to kind of clear up my knee. Keep in mind, this is all happening over a 2-year period. And now the biggest battle I have is the atrophy from my knee injury, because I lost so much muscle. For about 9 months post-surgery, I did not have feeling in my quad. So when I would do exercises, I did on my right leg as well, because you should definitely work out both the good and the quote-unquote bad knee. But my right leg would get sore, and my left leg wouldn't get sore. And you would think that the quote unquote bad knee would be, you know, hurting a little bit and sore because of the workouts you're doing because it's weaker. However, I wasn't truly activating it because I couldn't. I don't know whether it was, you know, the signal from my head to my leg. Like, I just couldn't feel myself really flexing the muscles, like, in my quad to get it to fire. And I struggled with that for, like I said, almost a year, which caused an extreme amount of atrophy in my left leg. It was very weak. It was very small. It almost looked like there was a dent on my quad. Like, it was the weirdest thing. My leg looks a heck of a lot better now, but you can most definitely tell that it's smaller than my right leg, especially with the workouts I've been doing currently. Now my right leg is building all this muscle, and it's kind of making my left leg look even smaller, but it's definitely coming back. So that was, it was a long road of recovery for me. I battled a lot with, like, the mental side of it, and I can definitely say for those of you going through it or possibly, you know, have a future surgery scheduled, or, you know, knock on wood, I hope nobody else ever has to have a surgery, but if you do, a big part of it's going to be that mental side and being able to not get too in your head. And it's easier said than done, because I did. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh yeah, I was super good at dealing with the mental side. I wasn't. I had never had a serious injury. I sure as heck never had, you know, multiple surgeries. The ACL surgery was the first surgery I ever had. And then next thing you know, I'm having two more procedures after that. And it just felt like something was always wrong. And for the longest time, it was a battle of me versus me, because I thought I was the baby. I thought I just wasn't tough enough and I wasn't mentally strong enough. And I started to have signs of anxiety and depression, and I struggled. But the biggest thing that helped me was Alex. She has been such a blessing in my life, and to have her with me when I was going through one of the lowest moments for me, she has had two ACL surgeries. And so what better person to kind of coach me through it? But it definitely took a toll on our relationship, because I was not nice. I was mean. I was moody. Like I said, I was struggling, and sometimes I took it out on her. But what was nice was she didn't allow that. So she sat me down and was like, "Sierra, this is how you're being. This, I know this is not who you are or who you want to be. So, like, how are we going to fix this? And I'll help you, but, like, how are we going to fix this? Because it's now taking a toll on me." And that was the last thing I wanted. I did not want my issues and the things that I was working on to then affect her. And I sure as heck did not want to be, you know, mean, disrespectful, or anything like that to her. And it wasn't fair. So that was, like, the best conversation we had, because from that moment on, I was very aware now of maybe how I was acting or how I was possibly coming off. Because just because it's something I'm going through doesn't mean it's fair for me to drag her down with me. You know, she's there trying to help me. She's trying to make me feel better, all this stuff. Like, she's doing what she can. And, you know, just because I'm throwing a pity party doesn't mean I get to go take it out on her, right? So it definitely made me kind of take a step back and be like, okay, that's not who I am. I need to figure this out. You know, I was very open and honest with her with what I was feeling, anxious wise, mentality wise, like things I was thinking, and just how I was almost to the point where I was just like, I just don't want to play softball anymore. Like, I'm done. I, like, forget this. You know, this is too hard. I'm in pain. I'm miserable. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. And she was just like, you know what? You've been through a lot. She's like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know exactly what you've been through. Yes, I had ACL surgery, but you had issues throughout your recovery. And all I can do is be here to help you through it. And just knowing that I had her support and help and somebody that I could go to and vent and someone I could cry to, which took me a little while, but then once I did, it was like the waterworks never stopped. I'm not a very emotional person. And this injury literally beat me down to my lowest point, to where it was almost like I was crying. I felt like every single day. And I was just having a really hard time pushing past it. I mean, I don't like crying. I don't like being sad. And I mean, if I wasn't crying because my knee was hurting at PT while they're forcing it down, and I'm, you know, I'm covering my face with a towel, biting on a towel, trying not to cause a scene, to me sitting at home, just crying, laying on the couch, like it was a struggle for me mentally. I had gone through a lot and nothing just seemed to go my way. So I just wanted to touch base on that mental side, because you are going to go through it. Maybe not to my extent. I hope not to my extent, but there's going to be some type of mental side that comes into play. And the best advice I can give you is talk it out. Don't hold it all in. I tried to for a little while, and then once I let it out, it was like, I mean, probably a year of me just holding stuff in, because like I said, my recovery was about two and a half years, and so a year of me holding in all those emotions finally came out, and it was the biggest relief ever to just stop acting like I was, you know, fine all the time, and just being like, yeah, I'm not okay. You know, I'm struggling right now. I feel very anxious all the time. Like I feel this, I feel that. Like, it was the biggest thing for me was having somebody to just talk to, honestly, and someone to vent to every single day if I needed it. So please just know, if you need someone to talk to, that was the biggest thing for me, having someone to go to, someone who would just listen. That was a game changer, definitely, in my recovery process, and just being willing to open up and be vulnerable, even though I'm really the last person to be vulnerable. But this injury taught me a lot about myself and taught me a lot about life and how I want to look at things, and just having a different perspective, and not taking everything for granted, and making sure I appreciate the little things and appreciate small victories. And it can be the smallest littlest thing, but it means a lot now. And so this injury taught me a lot about myself, and I've grown a lot from it. And I think anybody who's been through some type of struggle with, whether you had a surgery or you just, you know, you hurt something for a little while and you were out, like, you come back with like this different perspective on the game, because it was taken from you for a little while. You didn't know if you could come back 100%. And that's scary. It really is. I mean, still to this day, last season I did play, but I felt like I was kind of coasting at a good, maybe 75%. I didn't feel like I was really hitting my 100% mark, because whether I was scared or, you know, I just didn't have all the muscle I felt like I needed, and it didn't feel super strong. I think that's been the biggest thing, is struggling with some of the doubt still. Like I said, I didn't play softball for 2 years. And so the fact that I was able to play and come back was amazing, and I was so grateful. But I was scared I was going to do it again. I was scared my knee wasn't going to work the same. I was scared I wasn't going to be the same player. And like I said, this past year, this past season, I would definitely say I coasted at like 75%, and I'm excited for this upcoming season, because I just am hoping that now that everything is right in my knee, I'm going to gain that muscle back, and I'm going to gain that confidence back, and I'm going to get back to where I was before my injury, because before my injury, I was in my prime. Every single pitch coming at me looked like a beach ball. I thought I could hit anything and everything. It didn't matter what you threw me. Heck, you could bounce it off the ground and I was going to hit it over the fence. Like I was in my prime. And so I think that's what I had the hardest time dealing with when I got hurt, because I was eating the right things. I was working out. I was doing everything that I needed to do to be successful and to be one of the best softball players. And then for that to happen, I just had the whole, why me? Like, why now? Like, this didn't happen in college. Like, I don't understand why this happens now. I just didn't get it. And you know what? I may never understand that, but it taught me so much. And I don't know if I'd be the person I am today without my knee injury and the things that I had to go through physically, mentally, and just personally, and the things that I had to address with myself that maybe I didn't like or that I wanted to change. And this injury made me have to change and made me have to reevaluate who I was and the kind of person I was, the kind of partner I wanted to be, and just me in general. Like, it made me think about me and who I wanted to be later on, even after softball. Like, it made me think even past softball, because for a little while, I didn't know if I was going to play softball again. I didn't know if this injury was going to be career ending. I didn't know. So I had to have a lot of real talks with myself of, can I come back from this? Or do I need to go get a job? Like, I don't know. Softball's all I know. I wanted to play professional softball for a long time. And, you know, I was doing so well. Like, there was just so much going on in my head, and it was tough. But I just hope that you guys know, like I said, if you're going through an injury, you have one in the future or what, your mindset is gonna play a huge part. And it's not always going to be easy, but I can promise you one way or another, it is going to be worth it. And I know you're like, oh, that sounds so cliche, Sierra. Like, everyone says that, but it's so true. And everyone's going to get out different things from it. You may not have the same experience that I did. I hope you don't. But no injury is the same. Everyone's recovery, everyone's process is different. And so figuring out what it is you need and the type of person that you are and what you require and what is going to be something that helps you is going to be huge. Because like I said, I had to reevaluate myself and what I personally needed. And that was like the best thing for me because I've really never done that. I never really sat down and thought, okay, what do I need? You know, what's going to help me? It was always like, oh, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm not really this emotional person. I'm not really this kind of person, whatever it was. And it made me sit back and think, okay, well, who am I? What do I do now? Like what's going to happen next? So it doesn't mean I have my whole life figured out by any means, but it just made me sit down and have those conversations, which I just thought was really good for me in the end. But this injury has been tough. It's been one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with personally, with myself and with softball. But I can definitely say I'm a better person because of it. And I think that I will come back a better softball player because of it, just with, you know, focusing in on little things and getting better, but also my mindset and my perspective on the game and never taking anything for granted ever again in my life. And just being able to be, I guess, more vulnerable. I didn't realize that I needed that, but I will definitely say that I'm probably a little more vulnerable now and willing to open up, whereas before I could definitely say that was not me by any means. From when I was younger through college or any of that, I just always had this like tough girl face on and, you know, nothing could ever faze me type of person. And something, you know, came into my life and it put softball on hold and definitely woke me up a little bit and just reminded me that I'm human and that it can happen to anybody and that I'm going to have to deal with some hardship and figure out how to work through it. And I figured it out. I had help along the way. And I'm super grateful for the people in my life. And I definitely highly suggest if you're going through some hard situation, find that person you can talk to. It could be a parent, friend, partner, you know, somebody, a counselor at school, a therapist, anybody, whatever it is that you need. But talking it out is going to be huge because at the end of the day, the toughest part is going to be the mental side. It typically always is. Even now, sometimes I'm doing a workout and I go to do it and my trainer's like, just fall onto your left leg. And I'm like, what? What do you mean fall on my left leg? Like, that's not my good, quote unquote, good leg. And he's like, just trust it. And sometimes that's once again, that's a mental block there. That's like a mental thing that I still sometimes deal with depending on what the exercise is or what the movement is. And sometimes it's me just needing to get out of my own head. You know, I can't help but be like, you know, oh, but my knee, because it bothered me for so long. I had so many issues for so long. But at some point, you just got to say, F it. Just go, just do it. And whatever happens, happens. And having now that mindset of I've done all the right things. Now I need to just go. Now just freaking go, Sierra, because you haven't been able to do this for 2 years. So take advantage of the fact that you can move right now because there's people that can't and there's people who maybe ended their career because of an injury. And you're very lucky, even though you had some hardship, you're very lucky. And I just try to always be thankful, grateful that I'm in the situation that I'm in, that I'm still around the softball community. I'm still playing softball and getting to do what I love and just having that perspective of I still got a great life and there's so much to life and so much that I have to offer. And I just can't wait to get back on the field and give you guys 100% and wear my uniform again, but feel good and feel ready to go. So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm sure I'll talk about the injury a little bit more later on, maybe in a different podcast in a different way. But yeah, that's basically what I had going on for the past 2 years. Struggling with some different things, struggling with procedures and not wanting to have any more procedures. But I definitely feel much better now. And I'm constantly just trying to get better every single day. Every day I'm working out with a purpose. Of trying to come back stronger and make sure that both my legs are as strong as they can possibly be to give you guys 110%, but also feel good about my performance personally every single time I step on the softball field and never feel like I was holding back in any type of way because I don't want to play softball that way. That's not how I've ever played in my entire life since I was 4 years old playing t-ball. I've always gone all out. I've always given it my everything. I've always shown so much emotion on the softball field, whether people liked it or not. I didn't really care. That is who I am. I am who I am. And I want to get back to that. And I want to go out on a softball field and play and have no regret and not feel like I held back a single bit at all. So I'm excited to get back to that place. And I'm excited to show you guys this new version of me on the softball field come next Pride season. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me. Make sure you're always on the lookout for the Secret Sauce podcast. I plan on dropping one every single week on Wednesday. So there should be a new one up every single Wednesday. So I hope you guys join me, and I look forward to the next one. Thank you.